that's right. Hey, we're on here. Whoa. I just was talking to Sharon Haver right here on WCRS. Let me tell you, she has a website, focusonstyle.com. She's a fashion expert, style advisor. She's in Macy commercials. I tell you what, she's everywhere, and it's all about fashion. And I guess we probably could say it started with her mom many years ago. How you doing today, Sharon?
Great. How you doing today, Ann?
I'm doing good. You know, I love this geezer magnet stuff. Where'd you come up with this now?
Well, you know, I'm kind of, you know, a New Yorker, and my husband and I, we're not exactly 12 anymore. We're not going to be old, but every time something happens, he always accuses me of being a geezer, and I think in New York we always make geezer jokes. So when I call him an old goat. So, you know, it's just, we all get older, and that's the good part, because, you know, what's the opposite, you know? And the thing is, you want to stay vital and modern and alive, and that's all of not looking like an old geezer.
Yeah. Well, you know, do you think guys can get into being old geezers quicker than women?
Yes and no. I think they make late, you know, I hope not when they start getting all those weird gray hairs out of their ears and popping out of the top of their shirts. But, yeah, I think that, you know, they can, but they also need to sort of, you know, stay vital.
Yeah.
Stay decent looking.
Yeah, I agree. I think, though, you know, I think men are not shoppers like women, right?
Well, some men are shoppers. I don't know necessarily if the word is shopper. It's just being alert and aware. You know, when they're still wearing those 7-leg pants that, you know, they pull up high over their belly button, you know, that's the big, you know, wonker sign, don't do that. But, you know, they don't need to be wearing skinny jeans either and looking insane. They, you know, need to sort of adapt to their body just like anyone else. So it's being aware.
Absolutely. Yeah, and, you know, basically, I think we're going to talk more about women. It's just, I think that's interesting. My husband is just get me this. I don't want to look at anything. I don't want to do anything. That's why I brought this up.
See, and my husband is the opposite. He's like, I'll shop for myself.
Wow.
But, you know, and luckily he's got good taste, so, yeah.
Well, that's a good thing because, you know, right here, I actually also, Sharon, you need to know this. You probably don't know this. I know you were talking about diamonds and being on the runways with lots of beautiful jewelry and everything. I actually own a jewelry store here in Greenwood,
oh, cool.
Sharp Facets.
I used to make jewelry as a hobby.
Did you really?
Yes, I did.
How about
fine
that?
Jewelry. What? I have a whole collection of stuff I never even wear anymore. Yeah, it's an expensive hobby, for sure.
It is an expensive hobby.
But and it also ruins your fingernails.
Yeah, exactly. But what can you tell us? I was looking at some of your videos. You do things for how to make a petite woman look taller. But one of the things that I know is a challenge for everybody, particularly in this economy, because a lot of people have cut back on buying clothes and they're trying to make
absolutely.
Things last longer. How do you dress for your age, you know?
Well, I don't believe in dressing for your age. I believe in dressing for the shape you're in. So, in other words, if you're 35 and you're in really horrible, out of shape, and you don't take care of yourself and you let your hair go gray, you're going to look a lot older than someone who's, let's say, 60 who's still rocking like a tight yoga body. So it's kind of the shape you're in. That said, it's also, you know, the whole picture. So if you're that older woman with that hot body, but your face is still really wrinkled, you don't want to look like you have two bodies cut from the neck down. It's I like to call it is ageless. So you look good for you. So it doesn't matter if you're 35 or if you're 60, someone is going to look at you and say, hey, she looks great. And when you're dressing age appropriately, you kind of fall into all these things of what not to wear, and sometimes it veers on dowdy and you're afraid to take a risk. So you want to take a risk, but you don't want to risk looking, you know, long in the tooth in a teeny bopper outfit either. So I like to use it, call the word ageless chic. And on focusonstyle.com, what I usually try to purport to the readers is that think of yourself as looking ageless. You know, I don't want you to know how old I am. I don't want to know how old you are. I want to know you look great. Case closed.
Yeah, absolutely. But how do people do that? Because, I mean, look at all the fashion magazines that are coming out. And, you know, you look at things and you go, oh, I don't think that would look good on me. Oh, that's not me.
You got to avoid, you need to adapt, and you need to not be in a time trap. I think what happens is there's a lot of people, they get comfortable, and they'll start wearing, like, the number one thing, those cutesy readers. You know, most people, their eyes get kind of cruddy as you get older, and you need to wear eyeglasses. Well, don't wear those crazy little red polka-dotted readers because you think they look cool, you know, and they're cute. Wear something that's more ageless, like a nice larger frame. You know, own that you're wearing eyeglasses and wear something that's more modern. And if younger people, and I'm saying younger, like 40, are going for larger frame glasses, you go for larger frame glasses because that's in style. And when you're in style, you look more modern and less dated.
Sure. And what are some of the other traps? We see fashion coming.
Quiet. I'm surprised.
Gracie doesn't wear anything, and she looks fabulous every day. She's a Weimaraner. But what are some of, well, I don't know what's going on here. What are some of the things that people have a tendency to pull back out of the closet when fashion comes back around that maybe we shouldn't? Is there anything along that line?
Oh, yeah. Well, first of all, you know, fashion goes in cycles. So things that were in style about usually 15 years ago-ish, you know, give or take a couple of years, comes back in style. So the number one thing you want to do is when you wear something that's back on trend again is never wear it exactly the same way you wore it the first time. So in other words, now they're going for rounder shoulder jackets, bigger rounder shoulder jackets. They were popular, you know, God, even going back into the early 80s, and then a lot of the 90s, those big sculpted shoulders. So then maybe you wore it with larger jewelry and your hair was more set. So now what you want to do is sort of wear it more in an undone way. You want to forego all that extra jewelry that dates you. You want to make sure your hair is sort of modern and cleaner. So this way you don't look like you're wearing a costume. You look like you're up to date.
Interesting tips. And, you know, there is so much of a return to the retro styling, whether it's in our furniture or other stuff. So,
and it's the same thing with furniture, too, with home design. You know, you want to have, like, a groovy, cool 1960s kind of pad. Well, you know, if you're 20, it looks great. If you're older, maybe you want to, like, not have the shag carpeting, you know, or not do the wall-to-wall carpeting. So, you know, switch it around in a way, too, that makes it a little more contemporary because, you know, most people, you buy furniture to last a long time. So, you know, you don't want the gold plastic sconce on your wall. It's not kitschy when it's, you know, yours and old.
That is so true, Sharon. And
I know,
and
I know those gold plastic sconces as well.
Well, you know, one of the things that does make a difference, I think, too, though, is the fact that down here in South Carolina, one day we could be 40 degrees and the next day we could be 80 degrees. It's kind of difficult. We don't have, except maybe in midwinter, do we have cold weather. Whereas up there in New York, you guys get actually four seasons.
Yeah, but with that little thing called global warming, sometimes they get muddled, but there are four seasons.
But that makes it difficult for us down here. Because, you know, you want to change.
You work in layers. So, you know, if you kept with, like, lighter weight fabrics and you want to keep in a transitional color. So, in other words, you wouldn't be wearing, like, a pale pink summer dress and putting a winter coat over it. But maybe if you were wearing something that was more of a neutral color, then you can layer the heavier stuff on top of it. And then, you know, you peel it away when it's warmer. So I think working in layers, if it's a print type of silk dress, you know, when it's colder out, you might want to wear boots or black tights. And then on a warmer day, you can just, you know, wear it with sandals and bare legs. So it's keeping to colors that are, you know, more classic, more neutral midtones, and avoiding, you know, any kind of fabric that's super wintry and or super summery, you know, staying in that middle. You know, they used to have that thing called, what is it called, tropical suits, where you could wear them for 10 months a year. Well, you kind of keep your mindset in the tropical suit zone, you know, so you could layer it up and layer it down.
Sure. And what do you think about the fashions that the really young, our teeny boppers, are wearing today?
I'm glad I have a boy. I think it's fine, but I think a lot of young girls just, I don't know, maybe it's the feminist in me. They show a little too much skin. I don't approve of shorts on any age with your butt cheeks hanging out, or, you know, little tiny tops with your boobs hanging out. I think there's something to be said on, you know, keeping a little bit to the imagination. By all means, that doesn't mean they need to be, you know, wearing turtlenecks and maxi skirts every day, but they should learn to sort of, you know, keep, you know, you're not at the beach.
Exactly. I agree with you. And maybe one more question for you. What about hemlines? You know, there used to be, you know, it was all short or all long. We're seeing such variety now.
Yeah, you see, there's a lot of variety. And for fall, the return of the midi is, you know, looking modern. So what kind of looked old and fuddy-duddy was a mid-calf a couple of seasons ago now looks right, and especially what's really popular and which I love, I actually have one myself, is like a full skirt, like below your knee, but in leather, and it looks really modern. But I think that if you want to, you know, you don't want to be buying new clothes every day, and you know, your budget is really limited, and you really want a totally classic look and not go for extremes, a knee-length skirt is always your best bet, and it should hit you somewhere at the most flattering point of your knee. That means if you have pretty nice, shapely, thin kneecaps, it can go right above your knee. And I don't mean mini skirt above, I mean at the top of the knee. And if you're, you know, you're not loving your knees, or you have longer, thinner legs, you can also go for like a pencil skirt right below your knee. But somewhere hovering on the best spot of your knee is always, you know, a safe bet. And it always looks chic.
Well, you know, you've given us some good tips. It has to be tough, though, to be in fashion, just from a personal note from you, to see all these changes all the time and keeping up and keeping thoroughly modern Sharon.
You know, I like to go shopping probably more than the normal average person. Normal, notice I said that. But I really don't shop that much. I buy, you know, a few pieces that I like every season. I'm big on, you know, buying things in sample sales. But I think that one of the things that people always forget is when you see all these trend reports of what's coming out on the runway, instead of saying, oh, no, I can't do that, and completely turning off to it, understanding that that's kind of, if it gets into your subconscious, that goes in the ebb and flow of how trends are. So if you're looking at something now that they're showing for next spring, like a lot of white, for instance,
right,
and then you go to, you know, the department store and you see all this white stuff on sale because nobody wanted a white suit, you're like, this suit is 70% off and it's going to look great next season. So you could kind of think ahead that way. So I wouldn't turn off to trends. I would kind of let them sit in your psyche. And now with the internet and there's a fashion show, it's all over the world in 2 seconds online. I don't think it matters what they have season for season, because it all kind of mushes together, because, you know, there's trend reports out for 2015. We already just saw spring 2014. We're in fall now. Does it really matter? It's like, you know, they all kind of come together as sort of an idea rather than a fact, I guess.
Absolutely.
Better way of looking at it.
Yeah, that is so true. I'll let you go, but one final thought. I do find shopping retail therapy. I mean, it makes you feel so much better when you go out and buy something, and particularly when you find it at a bargain.
Right, and especially a new pair of shoes.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, Sharon, thanks so much for calling us. Her website is Focus on, FocusStyle.com.
FocusOnStyle.com. Yes.
There you go. I knew I was missing a word there. Sharon Haver, thanks so much for calling us today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
All right. You have a good one.
You too, Ed.
All right. FocusOnStyle.com. That is the website if you like to keep modern, I think would be the word she used. Then check out her website, FocusOnStyle.com. It's a good one. And, of course, if you like YouTube, you can go on and find many, many, many YouTubes where she tells you how to dress if you're petite, if you want to know how to do a scarf. I mean, she's got oodles of YouTubes out there, too, so check that out.